Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Got to make some adjustments being gone for a week and being with the family for an entire week at Disney World. It makes some adjustments. In fact, when Lynn and I came in this morning, we found it was so quiet that it was deafening, if you know what I mean. So we had a good time with the children, but we also enjoyed our brief moments of silence this morning as well, as we were here preparing for worship. Please turn with me in your red hymnals and we sing the doxology together. It's number 549. Number 549. Number 668. Incline your ear, Lord, and answer me, for I am afflicted and needy. Guard my life. I am faithful. Give help to your servant who trusts you. Have mercy, O Master my God, for to you I continually cry. Give joy to the life of your servant, for to you, O Master, I dedicate my life. You, O Master, are good and forgiving, pouring kindness on those who cry out. Listen, O Lord, to my prayer. Give heed to the sound of my plea. I call you when I am in trouble, for you answer me. Amen. Yes. Our first hymn this morning is number 485, Take My Life and Let It Be. Number 485. Gracious God, we come before you just as we are this morning. Lord, you know of the needs that we have in our hearts and in our minds, the concerns, Lord, that we just lay before you right now, the concerns that we have in our own individual lives, the concerns that we have for family members, for friends. Lord, we just lay them before you right now. God, we would ask that you would give us the discernment that we need to have, the faith that we need to have, the patience that we need to have, the awareness in our lives that we need to have so that we can do those things in all of these situations that would bring you praise and honor, and that you would help us to understand your will for our lives as we go through these circumstances and these challenges that we face. Lord, we think of the patients that are up throughout this medical center. Lord, we lift them up to you in prayer. We think of the staff that are working today, the family members that will be visiting. Lord, we lift them all up to you in prayer because we know that the circumstances here are different and unusual. And God, we know that the crisis that many of them are facing, God, we'd ask that you would be with them and that you would comfort them always with the presence of your Spirit in their lives. That in no circumstance have you ever left them alone, and in no circumstance have you ever forsaken them. God, it is so good that you do hear our prayers and that we can pray together collectively as a body of believers in your Son, Jesus Christ. And God, we are so thankful that you taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for praying with me this morning. Our next hymn is number 458, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. Number 458. Thank you. Our scripture reading this morning is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor mind has conceived the things God has prepared for those who love Him. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful for the time that we have worshiped thus far in this chapel. And Lord, we can sense Your presence in our act of worship to You. And God, I would ask that Your presence would continue as we worship in word and deed the things in our lives that You have ministered to us in so many ways. Thank You, God, and help me now, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Well, as I was mentioning earlier, as we were beginning our trip that we had to Disney World this week, and indeed it was very interesting. I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World. It's a little different than Disneyland and California Adventure, and this is not a commercial or anything like that. But Disney World is a little different just because of the space that you have, that you can move around a little bit more freely if you've ever been there. And you make that comparison to Disneyland, and you can just sense that there's just more open space. And there's more things for you to do. There's the different parks that you can go to. And we went to each and every one of the parks, and we actually took a day off. And I'll talk about that some other time in the future. We did something very unique and unusual during our day off. But at the time that we were at Disney World, we went to the various parks. And one of the things that was interesting is on Friday, we did not know that it was Star Wars weekend at Disney Studios. And, of course, the Disney Studios crowds on Friday was a lot at that particular theme park. And a lot of people were dressed up in the theme of Star Wars, right? I mean, people were actually literally coming in character. So it just wasn't wearing the steep T-shirt saying, you know, may the Force be with you, or Star Wars, or all those kind of things that we think about. I was wearing my animal T-shirt because the kids a couple of Christmases ago bought me a T-shirt from the Muppets, and they gave me the character Animal because they know I like Animal as a character on the Muppets. So they thought it was fitting that Dad had a T-shirt with Animal on it. And I actually have a T-shirt that actually says Animal, and if you're familiar with the Muppet characters, I proudly wear my Animal T-shirt. So I didn't wear Star Wars stuff. I wore my Animal character. And as we were going through the Disney Studios theme park and going to the various rides that we were going on to, we came across a couple of places, venues, where they were actually taking pictures with different Star Wars characters. Now, can you guess who my favorite Star Wars character is? I mean, if I wear an Animal T-shirt, who's going to be my favorite character, right? Darth Vader, right? He's my favorite character, right? And it's not because, you know, I tell my kids, Luke, I am your father, or anything like that. But Darth Vader is that dark side, you know, that all of us seem to gravitate to. It was interesting, when I posted the picture of Darth Vader on Facebook, I got all these people clicking the likes. So it just wasn't me who was identifying with it. Other people were as well. And if you know of the character of Darth Vader, there's a deep conflict that's going on inside of him. And if you're familiar with the story, and if you're familiar with Star Wars at all in the trilogy, who is not familiar with the Star Wars trilogy? Do I need to educate anybody here? Okay, we got enough education going on. All right. Paul? You know. Okay, all right, we're good. So in the Star Wars trilogy, of course, Darth Vader has this deep inner conflict that is taking place within him. The measure of good and evil. And as the scriptures has said to us this morning, only the spirit within us knows who we are as a person. knows who we are in terms of all of our thoughts, all of our dreams, all of our hopes. Because no person's thoughts are known except by our own spirit that is within each and every one of us. And if you're familiar with the story of the character of Darth Vader, you know that there is a conflict there. And in fact, at the end, he turns out to be good again because of that conflict and because of the fact that he has a son that will not give up on the good that he senses from his father. And in the same way within our own lives, how do we know and identify our own thoughts except our own spirit that is within us? But God reminds us again and again through the presence of His Spirit in our lives that in each and every one of us, there is the good in us. There is the good in you. There is the good in me. Because of the Spirit of God that we have in each and every one of us. Because of the Spirit of God, when we came to know Christ as our personal Savior, and we came to be part of that relationship as being one of His sons and one of His daughters, the good is in each and every one of us. Because of the presence of God. The question is, in our lives, more times than not, do we believe this? Do you believe this? Do I believe this? Because many times we look at our lives and we know our innermost thoughts, and sometimes when we look at ourselves and we realize those thoughts that are in us, we just think to ourselves sometimes, all I'm thinking is bad thoughts. All I am thinking about is evil thoughts. All of those conflicts that is within me, sometimes I just don't understand how any good can be found in me. But God tells us, yes, there is good in you. There is good in me because of the presence of God in our lives. It doesn't mean that we do not have conflict. It doesn't mean that we do not have challenges. In fact, a lot of those conflicts and a lot of those challenges that we go through and that we've experienced in life actually makes us stronger as a person. Even though I'm sure, like myself, I would prefer to have not had the conflict or not to have had the challenge or not to have the experience, I know that those things have made me stronger. They have provided me a wisdom and an understanding. And now as I'm sharing that wisdom and that understanding with my children and now with my grandchildren, that understanding comes through those challenges that I have been through. And my grandchildren and my children are benefiting from those challenges, from those disappointments, from those conflicts. So from that standpoint, I would have to say to you, it has been worth it for their benefit. For their benefit, the conflict and the challenges that I have been through has been worth it because of their benefit. In the same way, when we think of the cross of Jesus Christ, and the conflict and the challenge that was there for Jesus and what He did for us, the benefit was for you and for me. His life, His crucifixion, His death, His burial, His resurrection, the presence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit within our own lives, all of those things was for your benefit and for mine. But do we believe this? Do we understand the Spirit of God that is in each and every one of us? We truly do have a force that is with us. And when I say, may the force be with you, I am talking about the presence of God in your life and in my life. The presence of the Holy Spirit that exists. Even though there are things that we cannot see, there are things that we cannot understand, God reminds us through that presence that as we search our hearts, as we search our minds, as we search our thoughts, the presence of God reveals those things to us in a very unique way about the relationships that we have with each other. And many times it comes just in the stillness and the quiet time that we have with God. A lot of us have very active lives. A lot of us have different things that we think about on an ongoing basis. Now, ladies, I need to tell you this, that studies have shown that even though we like to acknowledge the fact that you can multitask, neurologists say that it is impossible for a person to multitask. You just do one task at a time, but ladies, you just do it more efficiently than the guys do, okay? And my wife is smiling back there. But when I told her about that, she kind of went, no. And I said, well, that's what the studies say. But in the same way, when we walk with God, a lot of times we are multitasking so many different things, and even though neurologists say that we can only do one thing at one time, it just seems to be so many things taking place in our lives, so many different things that we're thinking about, so many different types of emotions that are running through us. And many times we just want things to be quiet. Many times we just want things to be silent. And God wants us to take advantage of that time, to be still and to hear the things of His Spirit in your life, the good that is there in your life through that presence. And we just need to acknowledge it. As I'm finding, as I am growing and maturing more and more in the Lord, and I still have a long way to go, but as I'm taking those baby steps going forward, I find it more and more important that we just take time to be still and know that I am God. Know that God exists in your life. And yes, you are imperfect. Yes, I am imperfect. There was only one person that I believe in was perfect, and that was Jesus Christ. And He went to the cross to benefit each and every one of us. While I was at Disney World, even though we were on vacation, quote unquote, and we had different things taking place in our different lives in terms of the work that we have and the different positions that we have, I was contacted by a friend of mine, and she had just found out that her husband had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And she called me late one Tuesday evening this week, and she was just calling out to me trying to find some kind of understanding, because they had just found out he went in to have knee surgery done and he wasn't feeling well, and he went back in and they found out that the cancer was already had spread through his pancreas and was already in his liver. And that when he'd be leaving the hospital, he would be going back home to really hospice care. And she was asking me those difficult questions on the phone. And we just talked and we just chatted. And I told her, you know, all the things that we normally say, because she too is a counselor as a professional. But I said, there's nothing that can make up for these difficulties that you're experiencing right now. And I said, just be honest with who you are. Just be honest with how you're feeling. And I got to be honest with you. She said some expletive deleted. You know what I'm talking about? You familiar with that? And I said, that's okay. Now is the time to talk about it. Now is the time to let it all out. And then I got a text from her a couple of days later just thanking me for her to let it out and for her to be talking about the anger and the frustration with someone that was just willing to listen to her. And a lot of times when we reach out to God, God is there just to listen to you. God is not just always there to fix your problem. He is there so there's someone that you can go to, that you can listen to, that you can cry out in need. As we read this morning with our call to worship, just crying out the needs that you have in your life through the presence of the Spirit of God in your life to Him. And He listens to you. He listens to you. And if you have expletive deleted, God listens to those things too. He hears your frustrations. He knows our thoughts. And that's part of understanding the Spirit of God in our lives. The Spirit of God in our lives that gives us the life that God wants us to have. That gives us the life that God wants us to lead. Gives us the personhood of who God wants us to be, doing the good things, doing the right things. Because that's what the presence of God means. The goodness in you are those things that you exhibit in word and deed. And even if you are not perfect, even if I am not perfect, God says, keep on trying to show and to demonstrate that goodness until you get it right. And we're never going to get it right. We're going to say stupid things. If I could say one thing about myself, I'm probably the king of saying the most stupidest thing at the wrong time, right? Because you feel uncomfortable, you feel you got to say something, you don't know what to say, and you just say the stupidest thing, right? But you know what? A lot of people who know me know that I'm just trying to say the right thing. I'm trying to say the good thing. It doesn't mean I always get it right, and a lot of times I end up apologizing and saying, forgive me, I was just thinking what I thought was the right thing to say, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, right? Right, we've all been there. We all do that. But you know what? That shows that we care. And a lot of times we say the wrong thing at the wrong time because we're trying to show that we do care in some form or fashion. And so if you find yourself with circumstances and challenges and people are kind of acting awkward around you and they don't know what to say, or they say the wrong saying, or they say the most stupidest thing that you can think of, that's because they're feeling for you. They're trying to find into words something that they're trying to show you and demonstrate to you that they care about you. And one of the things that I've learned in terms of what I do is just that ministry of presence. A lot of times it's not what we say. It's just being there for the other person. Just listening. Just having that sense of just somebody being there, that you are not alone. And God reminds us that we exhibit His presence to others by how we demonstrate our love and our compassion for each other, by just being there for each other. And in the same way, the good that is in you is to be demonstrated to others, because we represent God. In our own way, in our own lives, if we have come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we represent God as well. But when there are those times when we are just all alone and we're trying to understand the Spirit of God in our lives, and we just call out to Him, the presence of God is there too. Because in everything that we do, God wants us to see His will and His life being exhibited. And we do have those questions. We do have those things that we're trying to figure out. But you know what? In the same way that only we know our own thoughts, only we know what we are thinking about, only we know that. And in the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. No one knows the thoughts of God except God Himself. I don't know the thoughts of God. There are times that I would like to know the thoughts of God. God, what are you thinking here? How can you allow these things to be taking place in the lives of people that I love and that I care for, in our world, in the city in which we live, in the state in which we live, in the nation in which we live, in a world that we are a part of? But you know what? We don't know. We don't know the thoughts of God. Just as much as no one knows my thoughts except me. And even then, I am not sure if I know my thoughts completely or understand them fully because of how complex we are as human beings. But God reminds us that as we walk with Him, He wants us to endeavor to look at the good that we see in our lives, the good that we see in the lives that are around us. Because I think more times than not, we get more focused on the bad and on the evil and on the wrong. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't take action to be against those things. On the contrary, we should be. But we also need to look for the good that is there. Because if all we see is bad, is all we see is evil, is all we see those things that we are to fight against, then how can we love? How can we love? We can only love when we see the good. I took a picture. I was with my grandson, Benjamin, and I took a picture and posted it on Facebook, and I just said this little sentence. I said, right now, the most happiest place on earth, right now, at this moment, is with my grandson. And we overlook those moments. But God wants us to look around in our lives and to take, if you will, a picture of those moments, of the good that is there, of the good of the relationships that we have. Because when we do that, it makes us better. It makes us good. It gives us an understanding within our spirit and the spirit of others as we walk together through life, as we journey together through life. In the same way that God does not leave us alone in His presence, that He is always there with us, in the same way we walk side by side each other. The Church of Jesus Christ exists so that no one should be alone in their journey through life. That we all share in those things together. So as you begin this Sunday, as you begin this week, endeavor to understand the spirit of the good that is in you. Because that is a force that gives us that peace that passes all of our understanding, with all of the challenges, all of the things that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Because we see the good. We see the good that is in our lives, that God has given us that life. That life for us to cherish, according to His will, according to His purpose, which is far beyond our understanding, because no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Amen. Please take a few moments and prepare your hearts as we partake of communion together as a body of believers in Jesus Christ, as a testimony to understanding of the Spirit in our lives. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful that we can publicly take communion together as a body of believers in Jesus Christ. Because God, it is a reminder that we have a connection with You through Your Son, Jesus Christ, and what He did for us on the cross. Thank You, God, for forgiving us of our sins, reminding us of the good that is in us because of the presence of your Spirit. In Christ's name, amen. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us partake together. Please join me in our closing hymnal, number 457, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less." Number 457. Our gracious God, it is our hope and prayer that you remind us always of the understanding spirit in our lives that you always want us to have, the good that is in us because of your presence. And help us, God, to show that good to others. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for coming.